One of the biblical prohibitions on Shabbos is the prohibition of cooking, bishul. And there's a whole discussion in the Gemara, the Rishonim. So all agree one cannot heat up something to Yad. So let this go, all the details of what violate bishul. However, there's a separate discussion in the Rishonim. What about Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul or Ein Bishul Acha? Can you, if something which is already cooked, can it, do we say Yesh Bishul or Ein Bishul? And a further discussion on that is, what about if something was baked or roasted, but where it wasn't cooked? Do I say Yesh Bishul Achar Sli, Achar Afia? That's a major discussion in the Rishonim. There's the famous Shita of Rabbi Elazar de Mitz, the Sefer Yerayim, that he says, yeah, Yesh Bishul Achar Sli, or Afia, and perhaps even an Issa D'Oraisa, and even throws in another Chumrah, if you can't even cook, you can't even recook it in the Kli Sheni, because we don't know exactly. Even though Kli Sheni ain't a Mavasho, but we're concerned everything's Kale Habisho, and therefore he says one cannot cook something after it was roasted or baked. And then you have the Shita, I think it's the Tashbesh, or one other Rishonim who say that no, Ein Bishul Achar Tzvi, there's no problem here. And then they have the middle opinion brought down that we do say Yesh Bishul Achar Tzui, at least with Chumrah, but we don't assume in a Kli Sheni, we don't assume that every Kli Sheni, that everything is considered Kale HaBishul. That there's a question of Tavlin, because we don't know exactly, Tavlin are in Kali HaBishul, but we don't know exactly if it's the same as when the Gemara is talking about. Either way, so there are different shitas in the Rishonim, whether Yesh Bishul, Beish Bishul, Achar Tzvi, or after Afia. And they talk about putting like bread in like. So Rabbi Elazar Mamit is Machmer, even in a Kli Sheni, even in your bowl. Others say it's not a problem at all. There is no Ein Bishul Achar Tzvi. And even others say, we assume, no, only in the pot itself. Meaning even putting some on the Agave Eish is a separate issue. Agzor and other things. But a Kli Rishon Shelo Agave Eish, which is Yad Soled, is supposed to, that's still an issue. But in Kli Sheni, we don't go so far as to assume that it's Kali Bishul. And that's the whole, that's those discussion with tea and coffee, and when you say tea and coffee, the many different coffees, that's a separate tier. So the shaila that came up is my niece makes, one of them makes what they call chocolate bombs. And they wanted to know, could you use these on what's a chocolate bomb? Basically, it looks like, they showed me a video, it's like a piece of, I think there's chocolate in. It's a piece of chocolate with marshmallows, maybe some cocoa powder, and you basically pour hot water over the chocolate and everything melts into a drink. So the major issue is, do we say it's bishul or not? So I think regarding the marshmallows, they actually were mavasho. But let's assume the cocoa powder and the chocolate's only roasted. It's not halakhically called bishul. So, would there be a problem making these? So again, so depending on what shita you hold, whether it's Yesh Bishul Achar Tzvi. So if we assume, let's say Yesh Bishul Achar Tzvi, and let's assume even Kli Sheni, if you assume that Kalei Bishul, so I thought there wouldn't be an issue if you do a Kli Shlishi, or Moshe Shita. That's a whole further discussion, whether there is Kli Shlishi, whether there's no difference Kli Shlishi, Revi. So the bottom line is, you could pour a kli shlishi, and therefore we say kli shlishi eino mavasho. And when I spoke to one of my friends who's like a maven and this stuff, he said, well, he wouldn't want to do it anyway. Why waste it? Because he says, really, you should do it in hot milk, not hot water. So during the week, hot milk is easy. It's a more of a challenge on Shabbos. I don't know if you could put it hot. Could you put milk in the urn? I don't know. Could you summon to the slow cooker? So either way, depending, if you want to have it with milk, Shabbos is more challenging. I don't know, maybe you can't make it. But during, if you want to have it on Shabbos to talk about, it's pashtus, it would seem. Maybe it's not even less, but certainly with Kli Shlishi, there'll be room to make these torkel bombs.